The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Dingens back with you here on the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant right off Lance Cass's Pike, right by the food line. Come by and grab you a breakfast, and John McCrary joins me. He's grabbed a cup of coffee and ready to talk a little Blackman football. We're going to talk a little bit about middle school football, then we're going to talk about some high school stuff as well, because John, you're a man of many talents, I guess, and you do a lot of things for the Blackman football team.
It may just be one. It may be a mad hat is what it is. I'm not sure how many hats it is, but it may just be a mad hat.
Well, we were talking off air and going back and forth from the high school to the middle school and coaching the middle school guys and then coming back to the field to coach the high school. I think it's time, and I hope Coach Shadones is listening to this. I'm throwing it out there. I think it's time that you got a golf cart. You know, I mean, something that help you get from place to place.
New set of tires.
Yeah, you're not as young as you used to be, John, and it's time for a little help there. I don't know how much that will help you, but probably will hurt you. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about middle school football, which is the basis for, I think a lot of times it goes underplayed, and it really shouldn't be because it's everybody's future. And you've got a good program out of Blackman and have for several years now, and everybody in the county seems to have at least equal footing in terms of getting some players and getting some youngsters a chance to play.
I think with the addition of the new schools in the county and the way they've set some of that up, you've got some schools that directly feed. I think in particular, of course, in Blackman, Oakland Middle, some situations that are Siegel Middle, situations that are like that where you get a direct feed from those schools. And then other ones, Rockville, there's some split there, Stewart's Creek, some kids go one way and some go another, and you still
get a little bit of that, don't you? I mean, in terms of you get some Rockville and some Stewart's Creek.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we actually, I guess those are the three main ones. But it's a good setup. It's our situation at Blackman, we came into a situation a couple of years ago. Philip and the coaching staff, we had talked about how we would like to have things flow from one side of the street to the other, and the systems be the same, and how we'd like to have that start to happen at some point. And a situation occurred where that happened, and it happened very quickly. And because it happened so quickly, we wound up as a varsity staff trying to fill those shoes pretty quickly. And I agreed to step in as a head coach there to put together staff and start to implement the various things that we were doing at the high school, trying to get that done at the middle school level. And it had been done before. We tried that a couple times before, but we wanted a correlation between the two schools, not only in that, but we wanted the players to understand that the program is the whole program. The coaches, all the coaches are in the same program, and we're not the only ones that are doing that. We know that there are other schools in the county that are doing that, getting that going. And I think it's just an optimum way of doing things for the players themselves.
Well, it helps them as much as it does the coaches.
Absolutely,
staff.
Because a lot of the terminology, if nothing else, the terminology and the faces and the names are all going to be familiar to them over the course of 4, 5, 6 years, depending on when they get started in the program. And it's just worked out to be a really good situation. We won't really see the benefit of it for another year or two, I suppose, but already having some kids that have moved on from that eighth grade level over to the middle to the freshman program and seeing them pick up pretty quickly, it's been a good situation.
I guess it is the optimum thing here, because you're in day-to-day conversation with Coach Shadones and the coaching staff, so you know the guys that are going to come in and how they work and who can adapt quicker than others and that kind of thing. It does put a toll on you, I know, because that's you're kind of a little bit running ragged. That's been a challenge for you, I guess, and you seem to accept it without any problem, and that's a credit to you, I should say. But it keeps you going, doesn't it?
Gets you moving. It does, and there have been times where I've kind of questioned what am I doing, but for me, really, I just feel like I've been blessed to have that opportunity, and I've been thankful that people have given me that opportunity. I didn't want to squander that opportunity. I didn't want to make light of that opportunity. I wanted to try to get as much out of it as I possibly could. We have done some I think we've done some really good things at the middle school level. We've, if nothing else, we've, like I said, we've introduced terminology, offensive and defensive schemes.
It also puts you in a head coaching situation yourself, so I guess it helps you in decision making, which in the turn you can help Coach Adoins, who listens to his coaches, and you know, and that kind of thing.
He and I have several conversations about, you know, the trials and tribulations, and the heartwarming moments, the big time moments in as a head coach, where just the whole gamut, and I have a great deal of respect for the way Coach Adoins handles things, and the way that he works as works his staff, works his players, organizes the whole program, the booster club, field organization, you name it, he's got it covered, and there's not many things that slip his eye. And I've tried to carry that same thing to the middle school. At times I've been successful. At times I've learned from the mistakes that have gone on. But I think from the situation that we have, and with Mr. Shelton giving me that opportunity, and allowing us to do some of the things that we've been able to do. We've redone locker rooms. We've worked hard to try to bring the program up from equipment wise. And outfitting the kids with what they need to have, and just some of those types of things have been huge steps forward for that program, and that's just a reflection of the dedication that Coach Shad has to everything that's going on in Blythe.
How much of it is in middle school? Is it a teaching situation in terms of? I mean, do you get them? You get them raw, don't you? Some of them, I guess, and some have had some maybe junior pro experience and that kind of thing. But it's more teaching, isn't it? Especially in the early stages.
It's. I have to say that there are some great programs at the junior pro or youth league level that introduce the desire to play the game, the physical part of the game. Excuse me. But it is at this point, it becomes. It becomes all new instruction to them. We've tried to teach them, like I said, besides terminology, the scheme, and we've been as basic as we can with what we've done offensively and defensively. The level of play of those kids and the level of understanding of what we do can determine whether or not we're going to take them further than where we've taken them. This year, we've been able to do some things that we didn't do last year. But the skill set that we had last year allowed us to do some things that we couldn't do this year. So we don't really try to open up the whole playbook or, you know, expose them to everything that's going on at the varsity level. But at the middle school level, we found out what those nuts and bolts are, and we just drill those every day, try to get them better at that. Simple things, some of the simplest things, like just being physical coming off the football. You know, that's something we just keep pounding on them every day to make sure they understand it's, you know, it's not a once every three plays, it's every play. And that kind of mentality takes hold after a while.
And I don't want to downplay the importance of middle school football and championships and winning championships, but the bottom line really, I would think, is helping these kids get better and helping these kids be better human beings. I know Coach Adoins has that same philosophy. Enjoy the game. You know, it's great to win championships and that kind of thing, but you're looking at the big picture, aren't you?
Right. We came in last year and had an opportunity as we went through the season. We made it to the championship game. Siegel wound up winning the championship game. And, you know, but our kids just fought hard all year long. Defensively, we did some just incredible things. I don't care what level you play. When you go five games without giving up a point, that's you're pretty good on defense. And so that pressure kind of built, and the kids, I think, this year that came in kind of just expected that to happen, and they learned kind of with a rude awakening that's not going to happen. Well, that's a huge lesson for them to learn. I mean, that's going to benefit them down the road. They're going to be in that situation where, you know, most teams have to deal with that at some point, where we figure we just walk out there, and because of who we are and what's happened in the past, that, you know, this is the way it's going to be. And for them to learn that at a young age, that you have to work, that you have to go out there every day and work to make it happen. It doesn't just happen, whether that's in football, in life, or whatever it may be. That's a huge lesson for them to learn. And that's what kind of took hold for us as a staff this year was we want to be successful, and we're going to work hard every day to be successful. But the life lessons and allowing them to be taught and not putting too much pressure on or trying to build pressure as to, you know, this is the only thing, the championship is the only thing that matters. That's not very beneficial to them at all, because it takes a while for them to understand, you know, this is this is a learning opportunity. This is something that's going to require a lot of work, and it's, for a lot of them, it's something they've never been a part of. They've never been a part of a situation where working hard has a reward, and if you don't work hard, you don't get the reward, and that's just something that they've had. We hope they learn along the way.
It is John McCreary, our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Peking Air Coach's Corner. John, it's kind of hard to create, I guess, a middle school dynasty, because you can see in this county it kind of varies from year to year. It kind of goes in a couple of year cycles as the 7th and 8th graders are stronger than other 7th and 8th graders.
Absolutely.
And then it just kind of goes around. Last year you did get to the finals, and we covered that ball game. And tell us a little bit about this year and some of the struggles, some of the the positives that have happened, and tell us a little bit about that, and because I want to give you a little chance to maybe point out a few kids too.
Okay, we've had a really good turnaround here towards the middle of the season. It is interesting that some of the very teams that were, you know, at the top of the pile are, you know, struggling through the season, and the ones that were at the, you know, struggling through the season last year are now at the top of the heap, and it is cyclical, and. But we've had some pretty good things happen this year, and I'm proud of the kids for how hard they've worked and stayed with it. Winning is contagious, you know, and so we've tried to just give them the small successes and help them build on those and point out where they've been successful. Even though we may have lost a game, we've been successful at times through the play. We've had some kids who've really grown into their positions. Obviously, our quarterback through most of the year, T.J. York, just an outstanding athlete and has done a great job. He got hurt last week at the Smyrna Middle game and is out for the season, and that gives opportunity for another young man who's done a great job for us and is a great talent as a 7th grader. Derek Junker is going to step in quarterback, and we expect him to do just fantastic. He's a great young man. Taylor Dowdy at tailback is we played Rockville a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how many times he carried the football, but you know, he just did a great job. He just, at the end of the game, he just basically said, "Give me the football. We're going to win this thing." And in triple overtime, he did that very thing. He punched it in, and we wound up winning that football game. So those have been some guys, the front line, you know, Luke Plunkett, Tyler Barber, Cameron Curtis, Fernando Torres, Trey Johnson, Matthew Lafayette, Cameron Tynes. Those guys do a great job. They've got better every week, and they have really been, you know, we keep telling them it starts with those guys, and they just do a fantastic job there. Physical kids that have gotten more physical as the years gone through, and I'm excited for them. And, you know, defensively, we've had some bright spots there. Donnell Bailey and Harold Jimenez in the middle at the linebacker positions have done a great job for us there. We got a 7th grader that came out this year. Tony Ochoa is a basketball player who's great kid, great size kid. He's bigger than I am. He's just a good looking kid. He didn't know if he would really like football or not. I think he really likes football. He's enjoying the physical aspect.
You get some of those stories every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, it's just been really good. Blake Taylor at free safety, Austin Warwick and Dylan Coggins at the corners. Those guys are just, you know, they've just grown into their positions as the year's gone on, and that's been, I think, the thing that's built their confidence. You know, they've continued to see themselves get better and make plays when they weren't making them at the beginning of the year. And that's what you want to see. I mean, you like I said, you'd love to be every year we're in the championship game. Every year we're playing for a championship. And we start, you know, we do want that attitude. You know, we're playing for a championship. That's what we play for every year. And they know that. But along the way, we have to keep them taking those baby steps, too. They have to keep getting better every week and building every week and letting them know that, you know, 7th and 8th grade is big, and we want them to enjoy the experience and have fun with it. But we want to build them also for that 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade year, too.
Now, do you have some people on the coaching staff with the middle school that are not I know you're the high school representative. I'm sure you've got some guys that are helping you, though.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to give an opportunity to shout their name out a little bit, too.
Guys on staff over there, Lee Morris, Ray Marley, Josh Wagner, those guys, two of those guys, Ray and Josh, new teachers this year at the middle school, came in excited about what was going on. I think they've kind of been awakened at times to the schedules and the demands on them as coaches from faculty and from parents and all those things. And it's been an education for them, but they've done a great job for us. Then we've been lucky enough to have some volunteers, Chad Wilkins, Tyler Slater, who is our offensive coordinator, and Blake Davis, who actually played for the high school last year, has come over to be our offensive line coach. So, those guys have just – I can't say enough about, how great it's been to have that large a staff and that number of guys that are willing to do what they do with the schedule that we have and the things that we have to accommodate to. For instance, this Thursday we play a makeup rainout game with Siegel. Well, there's also a pretty big game at the high school on Thursday, so that presents some scheduling snafus. And so Siegel's been gracious enough to move that game to 4:30. So
you're going to coach.
So there'll be a little bit of going across town and coming back across town, but
no problem.
No, we can make that happen. But they're going to take that pro. Those guys are going to handle that for me and manage that game for me while we get ready to play Riverdale.
And you can helicopter in.
Right.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Like, yeah.
John, the season's winding down a little bit, and the championship game's coming up before too long, really. And when is the championship game itself? Because we usually do that game, and we don't have any information. Do you want to help me out on that?
That is a floating date
as far as I
know. I'm not, okay. I wish I knew exactly the date. I know our final game is on the 18th, and I believe that is usually the following. Last year there were some scheduling things with MTSU and we were trying to avoid some conflicts with schedules. I believe that game is usually played that following Saturday, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did it on a Thursday for that one year, but usually a Saturday. And we don't know the host school either, do we? We don't know that either, do we?
No, it's okay.
Because we're going to find that out. We're going to find that out.
Don't have that information.
All right, John McCreary. And by the way, good luck against Riverdale. I know that's a big game. And Coach Shadowins, if you're out there, I think a golf cart would be appropriate at this time. I really do. Get it done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, John McCreary, Blackman Blaze, and head coach of the Flames as well. So, congratulations to them as they continue to build programs out there at Blackman. They do a super job. And when we come back, we will have Brian Barrett being joined by Derek Grimes. They're going to talk about, you're probably in on that, John, that Battle of the Burles stuff, a few years. That was back in the – no, not on the site. But we'll be back here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Stay with us.